Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now into hour number three already. Can you believe it? We're taking your calls at 1-800-259-9231. We're going to get a quick update in the next segment from DV Kid on the National Truckers Rally as we continue to try to work as a team here against the New World Order and use this show as a platform to elevate all the other great Americans like DV and others that are fighting the New World Order. I've been saying that today because it just always shocks and amazes me when somebody gets really mean and vicious to this office and goes, "You're not trying to give us attention. You're not trying to let us get coverage. You're trying." I'm like, well, number one, remind me who you are. How can I help you? We're all about that, you stupid twits. I'm just so mad. I just get so sick of even working with people. We're in a crisis here, ladies and gentlemen. And I just can't believe it. Let's go ahead now and catch more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. Nobody even knows what I'm talking about. It's just, I'm an emotional person. It's just unbelievable. The crap I look at, I see every day. Just thank God that I'm walking with God, or I couldn't do this. Let's go back to Stan. Stan, you were talking about how the New World Order wants to cause internal revolution. Go ahead.
What they wanted to do was they wanted to insert riots and revolution, and also they abolished Christianity in France. Very few people know that. They set up
They tried to go to a 10-month calendar. They tried to change the days of the week to, what, 9?
That's it. You're exactly right. They abolished Christianity and set up a goddess of reason, which was a prostitute, Alex. And I believe the same thing was what they were trying to do.
Well, that goes back to the Greek temples, yeah.
They were trying to do the same thing with the 70s, with the with the American Communist Party, who infiltrated the Weatherman and the organization on the college campuses.
Now, remember, most communists are like Masons or any other group. They're well,
that's right.
They're well-meaning.
Right.
They think they really are fighting the evil bankers. They don't know the bankers are running them.
They have to have these shooters. It's part of the anti-gun movement too, Alex, but they have to create terrorism in this country to get what they want.
Well, I mean, we've written a bunch of articles about it. You can't even chronicle all of it. But it was great to have all those students there on the day one calling in. Great folks, taking action.
You've got some smart kids on that campus, Alex. Let me tell you real quick what we're doing down here in Missouri. We've got bikers, motorcycle bikers, that are organizing against child abuse, and they're offering their services to protect these kids against child abuse and what we've seen happen at the college.
Well, we just need to get guns back into the colleges, and then this guy might have killed 5 people, but he'd have gotten, taken out by then. But these cowards don't go into areas where they know there's guns. They go to the victim disarmament zones where basically all the legless sheep are. I mean, if you were a wolf, would you go try to take on a pack of sheepdogs, or would you try to go eat sheep?
And they go where people are most vulnerable, Alex. You make several good points. Like I told you last week, that's their targets, where people are most vulnerable.
I hear you, and I really do appreciate you, my friend. Take care. Yeah, that's another great group. Again, I can't keep track of all these names, but his name's Matt Kazee. He called in before. I've seen his website. They have a big 9/11 truth group there at Virginia Tech, and the website is, we got links to it up on InfoWars and Prison Planet. We wrote stories and put links to all of their stuff. I mean, that's my whole point. That's what we do. We take news and reports and we put it up on our site, and we literally feed all of these other sites. We build these sites. We literally take our huge sites, PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, and we energize everyone else that wants to work with us. We do nothing but promote and support them, and then I get some locals calling me up going, "How dare you try to not give us the attention? We know you're in a big plan." And I go, "Who are you again? You know who we are. You know." And I'm like, "No, tell me exactly who." it just makes me so mad.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, more of your calls coming up in the next segment. And I've also got some audio clips concerning truck bombs and 9/11. We'll be going over that. Also some international and national news concerning war propaganda. Right now, though, popping in a fellow Texan, DV Kid. For those that don't know who she is, most of you do. DV, tell us about News with Views that you write editorials for. Tell us about some of your websites, some of the work you're doing today, and then give us an update on the first day of this resistance to the North American Union and the Mexican truck drivers.
Well, I'm a citizen activist just like you and all of the people that are listening, and I've been at this for 17 years. I do write several times a week for newswithviews.com, and my column that goes up tomorrow is on the so-called hate crimes legislation bill that's in Congress right now, and also the latest one to take away the food supplements. And, of course, I try to point out that the FDA drives a jurisdiction under international treaty, and the Constitution only makes criminal four types of conduct, and none of this falls under any of those treaties, and it's a jurisdictional issue. And, of course, on both of these bills, these craven scoundrels in Congress are trying to once again use the Interstate Commerce Clause as justification for so-called hate crime legislation, which is absurd. And I believe would be struck down by the courts as they did in Lopez versus the United States and Prinz Mack on the Brady Bill versus the U.S. The United States Supreme Court said that Congress legislated outside their authority. So But the only way it's going to, you know, get stopped is for everybody to pick up the telephone and call your House member and call your counterfeit senator and tell them to vote no on these bills. They're unconstitutional, and they don't have the right to take away our right, our God-given natural right, to take whatever vitamins and supplements that we want to take for our own bodies. So that's my
That's right. They've got that. They've got hate crimes legislation. They now reintroduced the assault weapons ban. I mean, can you imagine what it's going to be like when Hillary's in there?
Well, first of all, I think there's some constitutional issues with a woman serving as president, and I'm sure I'll make, you know, the poop list. I don't believe that a woman should ever be president, and I don't believe women should serve in the military except in the medical support roles, and I think that any person, any man serving in the United as president of the United States should serve in the military so they have a full understanding of what they're actually doing when they're the commander-in-chief. So as far as Hillary Clinton, it's the machines and the machine itself, besides the electronic voting machines, that are going to decide once again, because we have to remember that the Electoral College, the delegates, are the ones who chooses the president regardless of how we the people vote. So unless and until enough constitutionally minded individuals become delegates, whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, or Constitution Party, unless you become, we get enough delegates in these conventions to nominate somebody other than New World Order lapdogs, we're going to end up with the same results. You know, I get 100 emails every day. Vote for Ron Paul. Well, that's great, but you're not going to be able to vote for him unless he wins that nomination at the Republican convention next year. And that will not happen unless a substantial percentage of the 3,000 delegates are for Ron Paul.
And most of them are neocon-worshipping little Nuke the Middle East cult members.
That's exactly right, and that's the point. And you know, I try to make in my columns is, you know, you have to learn to beat them at their own game using their own game, and that is that the GOP and the Democrats, they have X number of delegates who serve. Now, if you cannot, you know, make yourself a delegate or get elected as a delegate in your district, then you have to get as many people together as possible to tell these people, look, this is why we need, you know, Ron Paul or whoever, if it's Tom Tancredo. But if you don't make the effort to get rid of these robots that are the delegates to these conventions, you're not going to see anything happen. And even then, you have to fight the machine itself. I was at the GOP convention in San Diego back in 1996. And it was, there was a huge contingency from Texas and other states, and they were adamant that the GOP platform include getting rid of the Federal Reserve. And I will always remember Haley Barbour standing up there and saying, shut your mouth. That will never happen. We aren't going to talk about it.
Exactly. Haley Barbour from Mississippi. That's how it works. Yep. They're all told to sit down and shut up, and they do it just like grand juries do it when they're the bosses.
They do it also, Alex, I'm convinced, because these people let their damn egos get in the way. Oh, boy, I'm a delegate at the GOP convention. I'm going to play little Napoleon. They forget exactly why they're
there. No, that's what they do. That's why 9/11 Truth Movement has grown, but not as fast as it should. It's filled with a bunch of little Napoleons. It's just in the culture. It's not just evil in the high places. The society has gotten so treacherous.
I know. And like I said, if you want to vote for Ron Paul or Tom Tancredo or whoever, unless you have enough delegates at these conventions, the game is over. It's simply over.
Now, Devi, I know a lot's going on. The main reason I got you on is because you're going to be involved with the trucker strike.
Well, the truckers, the truck out yesterday, it started Monday, yesterday, and today in Austin. I was there yesterday. There was nobody there. Not a soul. There was no trucks. There was no people holding signs. There was nobody there. And I asked the guard at the guard shack, if there had been a rally or a demonstration on Monday, because I was coming in from Alamogordo, and he said no. And he said, was there supposed to be? And I said, well, yeah, there's supposed to be a big truck out boycott surrounding the Capitol. And he said, well, usually we get some heads up, he said, but it's been real quiet.
Well, here's the problem with this. About 3 weeks ago, somebody said, have you heard of this? And I got this little website, basic text. It didn't really have a lot on it. And I kind of forgot about it, and I thought, well, if I haven't heard about it, and it's 3 weeks away, I said, it must not even be, like, real, or it's somebody's pipe dream. And then last week, a few people called my office and said, listen, you got to get on this. And so while I was out of town, I got Jack Blood to have somebody on. I appreciate him doing that and the lady coming on. But that, I mean, you just can't have a national thing with a month's notice. And I say a month's notice because I didn't hear about it until 3 weeks ago. And that's why this happened.
Well, there might be some more behind it because, Wanda called me last night, and she's the lady who headed up the trucker boycott that was being in conjunction with the immigration hold your feet to the fire in Washington that's going on right now. Apparently, a whole lot of the truckers have contacted her and said that when they started to get on the D.C. Beltway, the state troopers were out in force, and they were stopping the trucks and telling them that if they didn't have a, quote, legal load with a bill of lading, they would be denied access to the Capitol area.
Well, that's how it's always worked. I mean, remember back in the 70s, there's video of the cops climbing up on the cabs, climbing up in the tractors and the 18-wheelers and literally knocking people's teeth out with billy clubs. That's your free country. And I was about to say, what we should do is a big concerted national boycott. But see, back in the 70s, men were still men, and they would go in there and let them attack them. But I'm not knocking these truck drivers. In fact, that's what I got some emails about. I didn't know if it was true, but it sounds exactly, right. Listen, I took 2 days off, Thursday and Friday, to take my family down to the Texas beach, so they can dig in the sand and everything. And driving down I-37 my whole life to Corpus Christi in Port Aransas, I'd see one or two state police. DV, I saw 21 state police. I would stop at gas stations, there were cops. I'd stop at Bill Miller Barbecue, there'd be cops bugging their eyes out with their radios on real loud, sitting there eating. They didn't act like cops used to act. I mean, I'm scared. I'm scared for the country. And there's cops everywhere. I mean, just all over the place. They're passing all these laws for any reason to put you in jail now. And literally, always you went 10 miles over, they'd pull you over. Now you go 3 miles over the speed limit, the state police on I-37 pull you over. Then they try to look for something. They want to search your car. I mean, I just, and you know what? They're not stopping. They're hiring more and more and more. And then they tell these dumb cops that, well, you got to write lots of tickets because we're bankrupt. I mean, a cop makes many, many more times in tickets every year what their salary is. It's just, we're in so much, and all these troops have been on checkpoints and shooting women and children and all brain damaged and screwed up. They're all becoming cops. I mean, we're in deep trouble, D.V.
And it's going to get a lot worse because, of course, Mr. Bush's coup that he's trying to pull off for the North American Union, it doesn't take a lot of research. It does take some, but there's been some excellent investigative journalism going on from people like Jerome Corsi, and I've tried to do my part in connecting the dots for people that what you're going to see over the next year or two while they try to cement things, because the masters of the game are in hyperdrive now because the resistance out there is enormous and they know it, is the completion of driving the American people off the land into these huge inner cities. And one of the things that Jerome Corsi brought up, and there was after we spoke in Alamogordo for the Paragon Foundation, and a woman in the audience, she's lived there all her life, she brought up the issue of water. Now, this is not covered as much as it should be, but it is, of course, of key interest.
For 15 years, the IMF, the World Bank have been backing European companies to grab it all up.
Well, not only grab it up, but the city fathers in these towns and stuff, they've been working with the governors and the legislatures. What they're doing, and it will get worse, is diverting the water. And this woman in the audience, she named these two reservoirs, and what's going to happen, and you're going to see this all over the place, is this water diverted so that it goes to only the major metropolitan cities like Las Vegas, Los Angeles area. And cities like Alamogordo and the ranchers and farmers, it'll simply dry up.
And they're also bringing in, well, we saw this, of course, with what happened up in Oregon, Klamath Falls.
Oh, I talked about it in my speech last Saturday, that Klamath Falls is the perfect example of how the government sets out to completely destroy and run these people off the land and up there in Klamath Falls.
For a non-indigenous sucker fish that had plenty of water.
Well, and it was also the sucker fish that 25 years before this happened had tried to get rid of because the numbers were so huge. But, of course, all this, well, we got to go to break. But
one last segment with DV, kid. We're going to get into another 9/11 info. and your calls. Stay with us. Well, let's talk about that. Every key resource being cornered. Meanwhile, the general public's walking around trying to act stylish.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. April 25th, 2007. Gold is at $686. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $707.98, $355.98 for half, and $177.99 for quarter ounce coins at $707.98, $355.98, and $177.99. There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing the security of prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack, and Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Looking out your window, man, there's a scene you ought to see.
Look out your window, baby, there's a scene you like to catch. Bandit saying Dixie.
Man's got his hand outstretched.
Could be the Bueller.
Could be the local priest. Oh, but sometime Beelzebub. He comes a man of peace. Oh, yeah.
He got sweet gifts of gab. He got harmonious tongue. So every song of love that I
you know, sometimes... DB Kid is our guest.
Well, first he's in the background, and then he's in the front. Both eyes are looking like they're on a rabbit hunt. Nobody says this to him, not even a chief of police.
All right, DB. That is very disappointing, because like I just flew in last night. I wasn't going to be back on Monday, but I flew in last night out of... And my wife's uncle is on death's doorstep. We've been dealing with that this morning, visiting with him. And that's another reason I got so mad earlier when some idiot called me up here. I just get so tired of it. Dee, you've been in this movement a long time, and you've seen our numbers grow. But how many times have you seen people via egos self-destruct local movements? How many times have you seen that, Dee?
I've seen it over and over and over again, and it is, and it's... It's sickening. I mean, we're all sinking in the same ship, and these people get off on their ego trips, and it's their way or the highway, even though they don't have an inkling about constitutional law or how to attack, you know, some of these issues. And one good example is when my friend Richard Mack, you know, he's a former sheriff, when he and Sheriff Prinz went after the Brady Bill, they did it brilliantly. They went after a very narrow legal argument, and the United States Supreme Court agreed with him, with both of them. And so they gutted a major provision in the Brady Law. But you have all these little, you know, Napoleons running around. They think they know everything. I've made mistakes over the last 17 years. You know, when I thought one thing was one thing, but then when I went to the law library or, you know, did some other research, I said, you know what, I'm wrong on this. I need to... let people know that I'm wrong. And I don't see that anymore. All I see is a bunch of egos out there, and they're getting in the way of progress. And
like I agree. I mean, this is life and death for me. I mean, I'm at the tip of the spear. Everybody knows I'm in danger. And I'm it's made me so much more focused, and I just get depressed. But also, I get uplifted by all the good people that are out there and all the good people that are taking action. Dee, here's an example. I'm surfing around on the internet the other day. I see some guy on YouTube saying, I'm a liar. There's no North American Union. I'm a con artist. You know, he says, I'm talking about it one week. The next week, I'm not. Where is it? He doesn't know Bush signed it 2 years ago. He doesn't know they're already merging all the treaties. He doesn't know business owners have gotten the letters that they're now in the North American Union. And, I mean, they actually think we're lying, Dee. They think that we're making it up when it's admitted.
Well, these are people who don't want it, who refuse to do the hard research. They're in a state of denial, and they're the biggest fools on the face of this earth, because it is an actual integration that's underway. And if the American people, and the line in the sand has to be drawn at the state capitals. We have got, you know, Montana's governor just signed their legislation the other day, and so this is what's going to have to happen. The people are going to have to go at the state level so that the states tell the federal government, because we have no representation in Washington. It is little more than an open dictatorship. They crap in our faces at every time we turn around. They're busy passing law after law after law that has no constitutional foundations or justification, and they simply don't give a rat. This morning I watched that cretin, John McCain, make his big announcement to run for the presidency. Who gives a fig what this dirtbag has to say? Between him and Kerry, they've left our POWs to rot. There's a single
he was in. I've had special forces commanders and people that were in the thing. He was in there like a week and was sent to a lavish hotel.
Oh, I know. He's a poltroon. He's the lowest that you can get. And of course, you know, we're fighting the media. What have the media been spending all their time talking about? Alex Baldwin's stupid, you know, text or voicemail message with his daughter, instead of sounding the alarm to let the American people know that the death of this country is sitting at their doorstep.
The dollar just dropped a couple more points.
And just wait till they start using kilo to kick everybody off their land.
Stay there. Let's finish with that. 2 or 3 minutes on the other side. That's all I need, Dee. And I promise I'll cover the news, play the clips, get to all your calls. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company, provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
Most people run from death, and I don't want to die. I enjoy life, but I'm not running from it. I'm not afraid. I really am. I don't want to leave my children behind so I can't protect them. But at the same time, I'm not even going to fear that. I'm just going to do the right thing and let the chips fall where they may and leave it in God's hands. And I tell you, it is a wake-up call when you go see somebody in the hospital who's in and out of consciousness and having trouble breathing, and they're saying he's going to die in the next day. Like when I, just about a year ago, my best friend of childhood, I saw die right here in Austin on the respirator, still fully conscious until the minute he died. That is a wake-up call. And if you remember how short and transient life is, it'll help you get your head screwed on straight and think about the things that matter. It's not a Rolex watch. It's not some fancy car. It's not everyone thinking you're cool. Believe me, that's a burden. It's doing the right thing and helping others. I mean, I want to have the time to go help people in a Salvation Army soup kitchen, like we did many Christmas Eves. I don't know, many, three or four times I remember doing it in or around Christmas and many other times. I mean, we would go work all day at a Salvation Army. And I remember being a child wondering why when I was 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, my parents would go do that. And it wasn't so they could feel good about themselves. I didn't know why they were doing it then. I just thought, look at these poor, sad people, and, you know, I'm one of those donuts. I mean, that was what was feeding their souls. And that's how I was raised. It's not some bleeding heart thing either. It's that that's what you're meant to do. That will fill the hole in your heart. And I want, you know, I give money to Meals on Wheels and things like that. We need to give more money to that. I'm so busy I forget to even give to charity. Yes, I'm going to admit it. Some of the money I get from video sales and the things I do does end up going to Meals on Wheels. So if you don't like that of the Salvation Army, I'm sorry. I do give some money to those. But more importantly than just giving money, you need to be there doing it. But I'm so busy, I kind of weigh it, and I go, well, should I make a film exposing a world government that wants to set up eugenics and kill us all? Or should I go down and spend my time helping, donating, and then actually being there, and not just giving them soup, but shaking their hand and talking to them? Like, I got friends sometimes when we're walking down the street, or sometimes I'm here at the office, and I go, let's go walk down the railroad tracks, because it's like all wild and pretty down the street in the middle of the city. And, you know, there's hobos living, you know, there in the trees, and they'll be walking back from their day jobs, and I'll shake their hand and talk to them and ask about their life. And I'm not just being nice to them. I want to know them. I want to know their story. And I want them to know that I know they're a human being. They're always shocked by somebody. A lot of times they're really interesting. Well, I was in Special Forces in Vietnam, and you can tell they really are. It's some old man. It's not one of these fakes on the corner saying that with the dog trying to get your money. You know, the old guy doing carpentry from the day labor site coming back with all his teeth out. You know, you just see that, and it just, you know, I forgot I have DV Kid holding. I'm going to let her go in just a minute, and we're going to go to this truck bomb news and your calls and some other issues. But DV, I'm just kind of all over the map today, because when you're there and people you know and you see family members die, or your family has family dying, it just really brings it home to you what life's all about, doesn't it?
It absolutely does, and it also brings to me the forefront that we have been given all of these freedoms and liberties by the people who are and have left us. And it is our duty, our responsibility, to ensure that the next generations, our children, your grand, my daughter, that they live free, and to stop this communization, the Sovietization of the United States of America. And it has to be a battle for everybody. It's not a spectator sport. So, yes, these are the most important things in our lives, and not these material things. And that's what, you know, America's so distracted by electronic gadgetry and fashion wear that they can't see the forest through the trees, but they're going to, because the trees are getting ready to fall right down on the top of their little homes, and their comfort zones are going to get very...
Hell, it's already happening. The economy's in trouble. I've been seeing the indicators for 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
The foreclosures, the dollar plunging. It's not a pretty picture.
No, and it's going to get a lot worse, and that's why everybody has to step up to the plate. Because it's basically a handful of people that are killing this republic.
And I want everybody to know who did it to them, too. I mean, they're going to do it.
Oh, yes.
But it's so much more effective in our fight, and we have a chance then of beating them, grabbing victory from the jaws of defeat. If we're able to, before all this happens, go, by the way, these are the people that are doing this to you.
Oh, absolutely. And then, as far as I'm concerned, they're traitors. Treason is aiding and abetting the enemy, or working to overthrow our legal form of government. And to me, Rick Perry, our governor, you and me, I believe that he's guilty of it. It's sedition at the very least.
Well, clearly, I mean, his chief of staff for U.S.-Mexico affairs is a Mexican citizen, registered lobbyist of Mexico.
That's right, and they are seeking to overthrow the United States of America, and that is a treasonable offense, in my opinion. So, yeah, we need to let people know. And, of course, like I said before the first commercial break, they've pushed tens of millions of people into these big inner cities. They control the flow of information. And so you see this majority.
And they're already using Kilo, by the way, from Texas to New Hampshire, from Oregon to Louisiana to grab property.
And I talked about that in my speech Saturday at Alamogordo. This is why I'm so keen on getting one state to challenge the 17th Amendment, because these U.S. senators that serve in office under a law that doesn't exist, They're the ones who could put a stop to all of this and these bad federal judges by throwing their asses off the bench, but can't do anything because they're stuck with people like McCain and Feinstein and Clinton and Schumer. Oh, my God, you could have seen the exchange between Chuckie Schumer and Bill O'Reilly Monday night. I watched it in my hotel room on the Second Amendment. It was the most sickening piece of garbage I have ever heard in my life. Bill O'Reilly wouldn't know what the Constitution said if James Madison said.
Well, let me guess. He was taking the quasi-pro-gun view, but compromising and watering it down. That's the false choice debate. And then Schumer's
said that,
and then Schumer's basically for gun ban. And so people would watch that, and they'd be with O'Reilly. They'd been moved one step closer to gun control.
I know.
But I didn't see it. Is that what happened?
It basically, that's what happened. But Bill O'Reilly said, you know, that this new gun bill that's supposedly going to sail through Congress would only be opposed by those crazies out in the Rockies in Colorado.
So it's
militia types.
So it's worse than I thought. He was actually anti-gun.
Absolutely. He specifically smeared the word militia, having no idea that every able-bodied man is required under the Second
Amendment. What night did that gun-grabbing pig say that?
I wrote down some notes. That was the 23rd, and Schumer, like I said, O'Reilly said that he smeared the militias. If anybody's read anything by, you know, Dr. Edwin Vieira and his amazing...
So research. This was Monday night, that pig, neocons are going to watch this, and they're going to be anti-gun.
Oh, absolutely.
Because if he says it, I told you, folks, if they are anti-gun, it will now be liberal to be pro-gun.
I know. It was absolutely... I'm going to do something on it here shortly.
You know, conservative is whatever these pigs say it is. Dee Dee, it's clear I've got to get you up for a full hour very soon.
Okay.
You write for News with Views. Anything else you want to plug?
No, just stay well and keep on fighting.
Dee Dee, God bless you, and thanks for coming on.
Bye-bye.
Man, that lady's incredible. I meant to get her on just for like 10 minutes about the truckers, and of course I went with her for like 40 minutes, but I got to get her back up. Great lady. And too bad. Yeah, that trucker thing just wasn't promoted enough, and I guess it's my fault, as usual, but I'll try better next time. She was, I don't know, there's so many things running through my head when I'm doing one of these shows, and I've been gone a few days, because I really get more centered when I'm gone. It gives me time to kind of pull out of things and see it from the outside. But you know, I do what I do with pure motives. And I really believe in what I'm saying and what I'm doing. And that's precious to me. I mean, that's my identity. And I know it's rooted right in the base of my heart and soul. I know it's the truth. I know what I'm doing is the right course. Doesn't mean I sell that course exactly right, but I know what the right course is, and I'm trying my best. You know, it's like I've got the wheel, it's connected to the rudder in a high storm, and I'm fighting as hard as I can because all of us are falling. And everything in my life, to be truthful, to be honorable, to be strong, to help people, and I'm just trying as hard as I can to keep the ship aimed in the right direction in my life. And there's so many trials and tribulations, and I'm not whining, I'm just saying there are. And sometimes a big wave hits, and I let go of the wheel, I get knocked down on the deck, and I'm going the wrong direction, and the sails are all screwed up, and I try to get them back in order and start going in the right direction. And it shouldn't make me mad when neocons and activists in our own camp and everybody says that I have bad motives or I'm a liar or I'm this or that, because I should know who I am, and I do. And it shouldn't matter what other people think. And I've tried to get myself in my life where it's hard to push my buttons and hard to, make me, I try to be centered and focused and unshakable, but none of us are completely. And it does. It enrages me sometimes when people have the nerve, to claim that my motives are bad, or that I'm lying, or that I'm doing conniving things. It just absolutely makes me see red. It absolutely makes me see red. And there's just so much subterfuge and so much manipulation in this society. God help us. Just God help us. Steve Watson did a really important article for Infowars.net. Aaron, without me even asking, has been writing like one or two articles a day at JonesReport.com. A lot of exclusive stuff there, but up on Infowars.net, Steve Watson, of course, is just on fire. And there's a bunch of big articles up on PrisonPlanet.com. And all I ask is that you help us or if you've got ideas or information, you've been writing a lot of articles, a lot of blurbs, a lot of stuff for us at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, get it up to us so we can get it posted. If you've got some website you want to promote, more than happy to have that at the end of the story to get some synergy going. Rising tide raises all ships as we get in position to continue our assault on the New World Order. This is war. But the mystery of the 9/11 car bombs, evidence points to multiple roaming backup teams with vans full of explosives in case, I guess, bombs inside didn't go off. A much underreported aspect of 9/11 attacks is one that concerns transmissions, sightings, reports, and statements alluding to multiple mysterious suspects in different vans packed with explosives that were stopped and detained in Newark while the towers were burning and in the aftermath of the attacks. Some evidence even suggests that some of the vehicles actually exploded, and at least one was reported by mainstream media sourcing FBI as having been parked at the base of one of the towers when it exploded and aided in the collapse of the tower. Let's play that Dan Rather first. We've got like 10 minutes of this stuff, but let's play Dan Rather. Short clip. Here it is.
A very recently tonight, within the last few minutes, repeated that he believes that there are some people still alive in the rubble in and around the World Trade Center. And word late tonight that two suspects are in FBI custody after a truckload of explosives was discovered around the George Washington Bridge. That bridge links New York to New Jersey over the Hudson River. Whether the discovery of those explosives has anything to do with other events today is unclear, but the FBI has two suspects in hand, said the truck load of explosives, enough explosives were in the truck to do great damage to the George Washington Bridge. But they arrested the two suspects and they're questioning them as we speak. President Bush says the death toll at the World Trade Center and today's other targets is in the thousands.
All right. That's Dan Rather, somebody shot off their television, hence the echo. Let's just play as much as we can as we go into break of a compilation of newscasts and emergency responder tapes talking about the truck bombs. Here it is.
This morning, I saw the plane coming this way in a spot. It was passing directly to the building.
Was it the first plane or the second plane?
Yes, it was the first plane. The second plane, this, no second plane. It was a bomb. Bombed another building, not second plane. That's a bomb.
But then there were other doors that were locked, so we were brought into another floor when there was another explosion, and they finally let us continue to go down.
What was happening around you? Was people screaming?
No, people were pretty calm. When we got down to sixth floor, there was like another shake or another explosion. Everyone started panicking, but...
Rick Sanchez has been there throughout this morning for us. Rick, tell us where you are and what the latest is.
I spoke with some police officials moments ago, Chris, and they told me that they have reason to believe that one of the explosions at the World Trade Center may have been caused by a van that was parked in the building that may have had some type of explosive device in it.
Joining me is Jack Kelly. Now, he is a foreign correspondent. He has some information about these attacks. Jack, what can you tell us happened first in New York?
Apparently what appears to happen was that at the same time two planes hit the building, that the FBI most likely thinks that there was a car or truck packed with explosives underneath the buildings, which also exploded at the same time and brought both of them down.
Now, that's the first time we're hearing that. So two planes and explosives that were in the building, is that correct?
That is the working theory at this point. That is still unconfirmed, but that is what the FBI is going on at this point.
NBC's Pat Dawson is close to the scene of that attack. Pat?
Just moments ago, I spoke to the chief of safety for the New York City Fire Department. He received word of the possibility of a secondary device, that is another bomb going off. There was another explosion which took place. According to his theory, he thinks that there were actually devices that were planted in the building.
Yeah, here's one of the guys. He can tell you I'm okay, all right? Here, hold on. You want to call your mother or something? Don't worry about me. You need to make calls right now.
Bomb in the building started clearing out. Got it.
It just went ba-boom. It was like a bomb went off. And it was like holy hell coming down them stairs. And then when we finally got to the bottom, they were coming out on a mezzanine level there. And another explosion came right from it. Just everyone flying.
Like, it sounded like gunfire. You know, bang, 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 bang. And then all of a sudden, three big explosions.
I was about five blocks away when I heard explosions, three thuds, and turned around to see the building we just got out of, antenna tip over and fall in on itself.
At 10:30, I tried to leave the building, but as soon as I got outside, I heard a second explosion and another rumble. And then a fire marshal came in and said we had to leave because if there was a third explosion, this building might not last.
We stuck on the stairs for a while. We finally got down to the lobby. Then we get to the lobby, there's this big explosion.
As we were getting our gear on and making our way to the stairway, there was a heavy-duty explosion.
There are literally hundreds and hundreds of police, firemen, reporters, citizens, janitors saying bombs going off. Bombs and fire marshals coming in and saying getting out. Because it was bomb after bomb after bomb to bring those down. Then mixed in, there's the reports of all these truck bombs driving around. And I guarantee you, the feds had backups. And because sometimes buildings don't fall. They tried to blow one up here in Austin a few months ago. The Intel building, it didn't fall. So, you know, they had a backup. I tell you, it's unbelievable. It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down.
This is real business here. This isn't a drill. It isn't a joke. It's not suck your thumb time. It's not junior high popularity contest. This is blood. This is guts. This government runs giant public child kidnapping rings. It's in major newspapers, and no one stops it. Okay? They write memos saying they can torture children. Okay, Army reports say they do it. You understand this is not a joke. This is real. This is grown-up time. Now, I know we got loaded phone lines, and I want to play more clips of these bombs going off and all the people saying it and the truck bomb news. You need to go to InfoWars.net and get the story and get it out to everybody. Again, all we do is continue to go, take the information that's hiding in plain view, that's getting no attention, and we magnify it. That's what we've been able to do because you, the listeners, have done that, and I salute you for it. I've been so busy covering the fight against the New World Order that I have not even spent 30 seconds today telling you about the books and videos that we sell at InfoWars.com and the films I've made that support all the employees I've got. And I got bigger things I want to do, more effective things I want to do, and we need the capital to do that. So if you want to capitalize us and you want to get powerful books and videos that also support the other authors and filmmakers whose materials we carry, you got to realize that. You know, we usually get about 50-55% off a book we carry. And literally that's how we support our operation. And there's all the other videos I've made, Terror Storm and the rest of it. We also carry America, Freedom to Fascism, all those other great films. Go peruse the Safe Secure online video and bookstore shopping cart and InfoWars.com and order as many as you can and get them out to people because I'm so busy and so focused on the info, I'm not even plugging stuff now. And frankly, that ends up hurting our funding. But I don't like sitting here plugging it. I need to plug it. It's one of the most effective things we do, both in funding this operation, but most importantly in the info war. So please go to the website or call toll-free 888-253-3139. I'm going to try to give each caller about 30 seconds or 45 seconds. I can get to all of you. Who's up first here? Judy in Kansas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Hi.
I just got an update from the National Vaccine Information Center.
It's hard to talk to you, though, with the radio up that loud.
Now, my husband, on the California Committee on Assembly Bill Number 16, please, everyone, go to the NVIC.com website. Look at the information that is on there. Today, they are going to pass a bill that would eliminate the right of medical exemptions for our children.
Yeah, well, you know what? I got a right. I'm going to physically stand up to anybody who comes in their dirty black uniform to try to force their brain-damaging toxins by design on my children in a massive eugenics UN UNESCO program. And, I mean, the cops wouldn't take the smallpox shot because they know. So don't try to enforce it on us, you idiots. And, yes, I know they're introducing that. It's happening all over the world. They're coming for us. And I'd known this was happening in California. Where is it right now?
It's right now at 1:30 this afternoon. They're planning on voting on this very bill. Assembly Bill Number 16. It's being applied right now. So
well,
they're planning on voting on it.
Sure, when they start doing stuff like that, folks, that's called tyranny. We don't want to fight. We're defensive, but it's like a rattlesnake. We got a rattle, we're warning you. Don't tread on me. Just leave me alone. Back off. Let's talk to a lady in Texas. Ma'am, what's your name?
Alex?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, man, you keep talking every day about, not every day, but you keep talking about these web projects. A new website you're launching?
Yeah, I've been so busy, and I don't have the crew to do it, and other people I was going to work with are doing other projects. So I'm going to hire the people. I'm going to do it soon, sir. Just there's too much work. We're trying to do too much here. We're fighting as hard as we can. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.